Hi, and welcome to episode number 65 of Basha's Thoughts. Today we're going to be talking about faith. Can we find a beautiful way of looking at it that will become quite useful to us in our lives? What is it anyways, and what about the lack of it? Well, faith is a sort of strong conviction or a deep trust, you could say, that you have in something. Sometimes in something that you might not have evidence of yet, but you deeply trust that it is going to manifest somehow. And in our culture, we have many expressions of the suffering associated with the lack of it. Tango often expresses it in poetic ways. So let's just listen to a short example from the song Tormenta. Yo siento que mi fe se tambalea, que la gente mala vive, Dios, mejor que yo. Si la vida es el infierno, the idea of keeping faith becomes difficult when you see bad people or bad actors, people who are not acting in ethical ways, succeeding and leading better lives than perhaps you are doing, you lose your faith. How is it possible to go on in a world like that? How can you keep your faith? How can you keep believing in something good when you're surrounded by all of these bad things? And this is something that is a recurrent motif in many lives. Sometimes we suffer more because of these types of thoughts. Other times we might have moved past them. And in the systems that we have in our world today, it is not a surprise that we find these kinds of examples of bad actors succeeding, because the systems are set up in a way that actually leads to that, leads to destruction in many different ways. Often you can become more successful if you destroy more. Let's say you destroy the environment, but you are able to make a lot of money. And then you can have the type of life that you would like. And yet, you're actually, perhaps, making everyone and everything around you pay for what you're doing. And you're only benefiting from it. So, in the world as we see it today, we have set up systems like that. And so it is common for us to be able to fall into these type of struggle with faith. However, when we look to how we actually work, when we look to our inner workings, we find something else. We find that we are actually not built in that manner. How do we know that? How do we know that we are not inherently bad somehow? How do we know that we work in another way? Actually, it's not so hard to notice. You just have to pay attention to what it is that we truly enjoy. And we notice that whenever we can, we enjoy open, expansive, loving feelings more. We enjoy liberation, expansion, creativity more than the negative types of feelings. And so we internally want to live in a way that is such that we move closer and closer to a life that allows for these expansive, beautiful feelings. This is common to all of us, and yet sometimes we can get stuck. depending on our experiences, on our traumas, on the types of addictions that we might have or might have been exposed to, we may get stuck in lower levels of enjoyment and not quite be able to make our way up into these expansive, loving feelings and emotions. Interestingly enough, the natural way of operating in a manner that leads to these expansive emotions actually involves faith. It has to do with a way of living from who we truly are, that is, letting go of our attachments to the different roles that we are playing. We still play the roles, but now we can play them fully and fully enjoying them, because the lack of attachments also breaks fear, and we are no longer fearful of, say, losing our particular types of roles that we are playing. And so operating from that level means that you operate in a more general way. So you're not attached to that which is strictly defined and manifest. If you think about it, it's a way of opening up possibilities. If you know exactly what you want and you say, well, I want exactly this at exactly that time, done by exactly that person in exactly that way, the likelihood of this happening is very, very limited. But when you open things up and you're not as attached to very particular details, then it is much more likely for you to experience some of these things and less likely for you to experience any kind of disappointment because you do not have attachment to the details. And so it's living from another type of level. It's a level where you give a direction, but you do not give any detailed plan. So it is not your job to say how and when you're going to get somewhere. It is only your job to give the direction and ask the questions and be inspired in those directions and move and act from that inspiration. We talked a little bit about it in episode 47 when we spoke about finding solutions. How do you look for a solution in this manner? When you look for it, you look for something that is not just purely logical in the sense that it is a chronological, logical, step-by-step process. That is something that you will arrive at. But you start out from something much larger, because if you start out from that limited, logical way, you will be very, very limited in what you will be able to come up with. But if you start with something that is more holistic, not the reductionistic way, but you start using your holistic side, doesn't mean that you won't be using the logical side as well, but that's not where you start, because starting with just the very precise logic means that you start from something very limited most of the time. And so our holistic types of gifts are inner feelings. You can feel for what the solution looks like. So what would a solution feel like to me? If there's something that you wish to find, what would that feel like? Let's say you had that solution. What would it feel like in every possible manner that you can think of or feel of? That way, you will be able to find more solutions than if you limit yourself in just a logical manner from the very beginning. Just think about the idea of asking an expert. Imagine that there's something you really want to do. Oh, I want to make something, some machine that does this and that. And then you go to an expert and you ask them, is it possible, do you think, is it possible to build a machine that does this and that and this other thing that I wanted? Now, if your scientist friend, expert friend, tells you, you know, now that I look at it, it's probably possible. I can see that this should be able to work. Then you should trust that scientist and go ahead and try and make it happen. Because they're probably right. Because based on their expertise and insight, they already see a little bit how this might be able to work. Excellent. But what if your scientist friend tells you, no, no way, that couldn't work. That's impossible. Should you abandon your idea? No. Whenever a scientist tells you that something is impossible, what that usually means is that your scientist friend is looking from a very limited perspective and is probably wrong. Because they are limiting themselves too much, and they are wanting to do it within a particular way, whereas you could do it in a slightly different way. Just like someone saying, hey, one day, things that are really, really heavy and made out of steel will be flying in the air. A scientist might have told you, well, that's impossible. Steel is way too heavy. That will never work. And yet somehow it does. So the idea of starting out from our more holistic skills whenever we're wanting to solve something, whenever we're wanting to achieve something, is an idea that is more likely to lead to success for you. And so where does faith come in here? Well, when you're starting out from the idea of, say, trying to feel what a solution would feel like, as opposed to starting out from trying to logically figure out the steps of getting there, wherever that might be, then you're actually starting with uncertainty, because you have to start out without knowing. I have no idea how to get there. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if these parameters that I have are ones that I should be using or something else. And yet I know what it is that I kind of like to happen. And so I have a strong direction. And so I trust that somehow I will be able to find my way. So I have a trust in this process. I believe in it strongly, deeply. In fact, what can be truly inspirational for you in the faith process is not only knowing that there's a lot of things that you don't know. You don't know exactly how to make the next step, and you don't know about this parameter and so on. Actually, there's so much that you don't even know that you don't know, and that's actually going to be important for you. That can be truly inspirational for you. Why? Because that part means that you can have a miraculous life. Now it means that if you tap into this way of being, then you can live a life that seems to be filled with miracles. Because even things that you didn't know will all of a sudden be opening up doors for you. where you can make miracles happen. So then, a part of this process will be to learn to find inspiration in your limited way of being and in knowing that there is so much more you don't know. And you don't even know that you don't even know it. And that is truly inspirational. And because you know that this is so huge, that part which you don't know is so huge, that's where you have your faith and your inspiration comes from uncertainty. And this manner of living is actually aligned with the universe, the workings of the universe, and how we work. Exactly how do you live like that? Well, let me give you an example of a person who lives like that. He's actually even written a book about it. It's called The Surrender Experiment, My Journey into Life's Perfection. And he talks about and gives you countless examples of how you can just surrender to the unknown and follow your inner calling, and life will make miracles around you. So in his practice, every day, every morning and every evening, he would have a practice of connecting to himself, of quieting his mind, of moving inwards beyond the chatter of the mind into the quiet place where all potentials are, and from there moving out and living more as who he truly is than who he appears to be as a role. And the roles that he played in his life were quite diverse, and they were all presented to him in his life. And often when he was presented with something, his inner mind would start the chatter and the judgment, and the logical thought and the convictions would come up as to why this is not a good idea. But he had trained himself so much in watching his own thoughts that he didn't identify with the thoughts. He didn't identify with the particular feelings of negativity that would come up in association with those thoughts. Instead, he would go with the direction that he felt he was guided into, and he would go against his judgments and thoughts. And when he did that, he started to play many different roles, and all sorts of miracles appeared around him. And after a number of years of doing this process of surrendering to what he felt he was guided towards, and living from his higher self, living from the connected self, then he developed a deep, deep trust, and his trust and his faith in this guiding principle became so strong that he could no longer follow just his mind chatter and what in the moment seemed like the most logical idea based on his very limited knowledge, because we always have very limited knowledge about what is going on, and based on that we make our decisions. But he wasn't acting from that. He was acting from beyond that. In this manner, he was able to live in the flow of life, surrounded by miracles, truly happy, free. Swami Vivekananda used to talk about the world, the manifest, that which we have already seen and experienced as the wreckage of the infinite on the shores of space and time. It is the wreckage because it's kind of dead. See, that which is living, that which is alive, is not in the details that have already been manifested. That which is truly alive, that which is you, your inner essence is in that which is infinite. Infinity opens up for the ability of movement and for something new to happen, for creativity to happen. But once you look at what has already happened and you focus on the details and you attach to the details, then you're killing off that which is truly alive. And so, learning to disconnect from our attachments to the very particular and living from the infinite that we are, letting go of our particular roles and starting out from a direction and the potentiality, using our more holistic side, we can arrive at very precise and precisely miraculous manifestations. But we can only arrive at them if we move back into the infinite far enough to allow for them to happen. And this is where faith comes in. Having faith in this process and learning to surrender, let go of our attachments to the particular. Doesn't mean that we cannot use the particular. It doesn't mean that we cannot have fun with the particular. Doesn't mean that we cannot manifest in very particular ways. But attaching to that kills off the magic that we are. And faith helps us bring that back. That was it for today, and I might talk to you in another podcast episode. Take care.